All right, we're back on the line. It looks like everybody muted. Hopefully you can still hear me. All right, excellent. If anybody wants to, I always get paranoid once I start recording that you can't hear me. If anybody has my cell phone number and you want to shoot me a text to tell me that you can hear me, or an email or anything, I'll make sure that you can hear me before I start. Sometimes I worry when I start recording and hit mute that I'm muted too. All right. I can still hear people. Are you guys, can you, someone say something. Let me see if I can hear you.
No.
Oh. No. I can still hear you. Hello. Hey, you guys, if you want to just star six your line, star six your line. Perfect. Star six will mute your lines. If you've got background noise, no big deal. Star six. Thank you. Star six, your line. Excellent. Star six, and that'll mute your background. All right. Well, welcome, everybody. It is Friday, July 1st, and it could not be a better day for us to have a fast-track corporate challenge call. Hopefully, you saw either my Facebook post or you saw my email out this morning about some of the things I want to talk to you about today. We finished our largest corporate fit challenge in history last night here at in Alpena Regional Medical Center. There are so many lessons to be learned from this six-week experience with this one group that I know you will take some valuable information from today's call and do something with it, and that's always the key. I can tell you what I'm learning. I can tell you what's working for us and what we need to tweak. But it's up to you to take the information and go do something with it, even when you're busy, even when you have other things happening in your business. We all do. But what separates good businesses from great businesses are those who are willing to take action, hands down, those who are willing to take action, even when they might not have the perfect staff in place, even when the budget's tight, even when their time is tight. You got to be willing to take action. Here's what I want to tell you about this six-week corporate fit challenge that we completed with Alpena Regional Medical Center. We've done, I believe it's up to 85, 86 corporate challenges over the past 3 years. And each one has been unique, and they've ranged in size from as few as 8 people to as many as 64 in the challenge that we just did last night. What I find most interesting about this one of 64 people is that it came through the channels exactly the way I coach it to people. It did not come through a formal presentation to HR initially. It came from a nurse in the operating room, in the OR, saying, hey, can you do something to help our department get healthier? What is this thing that you guys do called the corporate challenge? So we had done some small challenges with the OR, with the ER, with nurses in 3 South, with the cancer center. Small challenges of 8, 10 people over the past 3 years, and yet still could not get the organization as a whole, the hospital as a whole, to commit to doing a challenge. Why? It just wasn't on their radar. They're in the business of trying to run a hospital, and unfortunately, as much as businesses say they want to be involved in wellness, it's not on their burning list of things that must happen. They even have a wellness coordinator here. They have a wellness team. They earn wellness points. All these things that they've been doing over the years. And here's what happened. In January of this year, the hospital got a report back from their insurance company based on a personal wellness profile that all the employees took last year versus this year. And guess what? Their health declined over the past year, even with their walking program in place, even with healthier foods in the cafeteria, even with incentives to get more insurance money reimbursements for being healthier. They had all these things out there, and over the course of the year, their health declined. Obesity went up, smoking rates went up, blood pressure went up, cholesterol, absolutely nothing improved in an entire year of efforts. So it was then that this one nurse in the OR said, couldn't we do something more as an organization? You know, it's worked in our department. Couldn't we do something broader? So at that point, I was able to contact HR and say, listen, let me talk to you about your current wellness program. Let's talk about what's working and what's not. And then I started a round of presentations. And let me tell you, those of you who've known me for a while and have heard me speak, you know that I can be really direct, not rude, but direct when I'm talking to folks about corporate wellness. And in these meetings with hospital administrators and leaders in the organization, I was incredibly direct with them and said to them, listen, your team, your employees, your staff is not going to get healthier by handing out pedometers. You're not going to get healthier by just having healthier options in the cafeteria. Those are great things to do, but they're not going to move any mountains. There has to be built-in accountability. There has to be teamwork. It has to be more fun than what you're doing. Those are the three things, and Gene Sherman's written about that. I've talked about that. The whole corporate challenge is built on it has to be fun. There has to be teams. There has to be accountability. Now, you can put together your corporate fit challenge in your community any way you want to, but it's got to include those elements. People cannot commit to change on their own. It is so hard, and it doesn't work for a large organization. So when I went and talked to the leaders, I looked at them and said, you owe it to this organization to try something different. You've been handing out the same pedometers and doing the same things for years, and it's not working. You as leaders need to step up and do this challenge. And the feedback I got that day was from some people was, no one's going to want to pay for this. Is there a charge for this? Is there a charge for this? I'm going to overhaul your health and fitness in 6 weeks' time and get your team focused on a new way of living. Heck yeah, there's a charge for this. I should charge you double than what we charge. No, I didn't say it quite like that. But I said, of course there's a charge for this. It's an investment. It's an investment in their health. The amount of money we're charging is what people spend on their copays over the course of a couple months. And I said, there's so much value packed into this program. People will be willing to pay for it. And they said, you know, we just don't think they're going to pay out of pocket for it, and the hospital doesn't have any other wellness dollars to put toward it. And I said, you know what, let me tell you what people will expect out of the program, what they'll get out of it. Let me paint the picture for you of how your department will change, how this hospital will change. And I told them, and it gets a little nerve-wracking to put yourself out there this way, but I did it. And I said, I guarantee you, if you start this program with us, in 6 weeks, these are the things you're going to hear. My pants are fitting looser. I have more energy. I'm getting along with my coworkers more. I'm sleeping better at night. I'm happier in my job. I feel less stress. These are all things that these leaders at this organization wanted to hear. And I promised them, I put that guarantee out there that this program would deliver that. And I said, I need you to take that message back to your departments, back to radiology, back to the OR, and say, listen, in 6 weeks' time, you'll be less stressed. You will have dropped weight in inches. You'll have more energy. I guarantee it. People want to know the results. And I've said it time and time again, and those of you who've been on my calls before know this, but it's always worth reinforcing. I did not sell them on the logistics of the program. I did not sell them on the logistics. It doesn't matter, really, to them that we're going to meet with them 3 times. Some of you meet with them 2 times. Some of you meet with them individually. Some of you meet by teams. The fact is you're meeting with people. You're listening. You're asking them what challenges they're up against. You're asking them where they're struggling. And these are the kinds of things that I heard from my team. This is as simple as it gets. On my team of 6 people that I coached out of the 65, the things I was up against were nurses who are home care nurses and are swinging through fast food 3 to 4 times a week, who get up right before their alarm goes off and don't eat breakfast, who are in a hurry at night and do quick, easy, unhealthy dinners, who, of course, don't have time for fitness because they work all day and they have a family and they just don't see how it could work. People who are stressed, people who stay up late at night on the computer and then they're struggling to get out of bed in the morning. This is the kind of stuff that we're all hearing. All I needed to do was let them get that off their chest, let them talk to me about what they're up against, and all I had to do was help them find the solution they needed, which was literally as simple as, could you go to Walmart and get a big insulated water bottle? to carry in your car with you all day? Could you commit to drinking 4 of those every day? Could you get yourself a lunch cooler and pack yourself lunch the night before? Could you agree that you're going to cut out fast food completely to see how your body feels? Can you do this at-home exercise program that I wrote up for you? It'll take you 15 to 20 minutes. It was so, I'm telling you, at some point, it almost gets easy to coach people, although incredibly rewarding, easy to coach people because everyone generally needs the same kind of help. They need some help with their nutrition. They need some help staying on track with their fitness or making time for fitness. So if I told everybody that they needed to eat perfectly and that they needed an hour of exercise every day, I'm not going to move them forward. For some people, it was enough for me to say, this is a 15-minute at-home workout with some cardio and some strength. I need you to do it as many days out of the week as you can. And the results showed. On my team, I had a husband and wife, a couple. He lost 14 pounds and 7 inches, and the wife lost 7 pounds. The winner of the challenge lost 23 pounds. A young woman who was 100 pounds overweight just took her first 20-plus pounds off. When we asked her, her name is Jen, when we asked Jen, what made this successful for you? The answer was so simple. She said, you know, it really was just a matter of people keeping me honest. My coworker saying, what did you bring to lunch today? When are you going for your walk today? Are you going to a strength training class at the club today? She said it just became part of regular dialogue. And when it just becomes part of the workplace dialogue, things change dramatically. I was really fortunate that the CEO of the company, of the hospital, and the human resources director participated in the challenge, which was amazing. Guess who won the challenge? The director of human resources. The woman who has never been to my club in the 5.5 years that I've been in business, who had always told me that she was really busy, a really busy executive and had kids and sports, and fitness just wasn't going to be in her life right now. Well, she stepped up to the plate and participated in the challenge, and she'll never go back to being sedentary. She won the challenge in our standpoint because she lost the greatest percentage of body weight. She lost 8.8% of her body weight over the course of 6 weeks, and her program was simple. It was a 20-minute program that she did every day, either here at my health club or at home, and she started packing lunch. 8.8% of her body weight in 6 weeks. She is a believer. We will be doing corporate challenges with this hospital year-round. I envision now, our next one already kicks off on July 17th, so in just a couple weeks, we're already doing a second round of it. I envision that we will do these year-round, a six-week challenge with a couple weeks of a break. This is what you can do in your community. If you can make that connection with just one person in a company, one person who wants to make change, and you move them to help recruit people for you, if you're willing to get in and get in front of these employees or management at any level and say, I promise you that we will overhaul this workplace in 6 weeks' time. Because we know that it's not hard to do. You've got to pour yourself into it. You've got to be willing to listen to people, to make time for people, to create programs that work for their life. You've got to be willing to email them between appointments to keep them on track. One of the best things we did in this program, and it's so simple, and everybody talked about it last night at the finale, we dropped off snack bags. What? Just our simple granola, cranberry, almond snack bags. We dropped those off at all the different departments halfway through the challenge in little bags that said, your coaches are thinking of you. Have a great, healthy day. I cannot tell you how many people, how many employees referenced those snack bags. And they said, you know, that just reminded me to stay on track. It reminded me that I had a coach out there looking out for me. One woman said, I was literally on my way out the door to go out and get myself a snack. I probably would have gotten a snack wrap at McDonald's, but you guys brought me that, and it brought me back home. So, such simple stuff. Our weekly group workouts are amazing. And it is the one time during the week that we do get the whole team together. We didn't even have really great participation on our weekly group workouts this round with this hospital, to be honest. We had 60-some people in it, 64 I think it is, and on average only 20 to 25 from the group came to the group workout. But, you know, not to make excuses, it is what it is. We live in Michigan. We have like 6 weeks of summer, and it started to get nice out. People are out at the lake. They didn't want to come in on Sunday evening for a workout. But out of the 20-plus people who did come every week, they would go to work on Monday and fire up the rest of their teammates. And we heard that a lot. We'd hear people say last night, you know, I didn't make it to many of the Sunday workouts, but Gina was there every week, and when she'd come into work on Monday, she was telling us about what you guys did. It made me want to work harder that week. So the impact is still there. I don't worry about having 100% participation in those Sunday workouts because they're optional anyway. What we need them to do for sure is to be a great teammate, to care about the other people that they're grouped with. Because we had so many people, our teams were between 6 and 9 per person, and we really required them to stay in contact with each other. Because, again, as the leaders of the Corporate Challenge, as the coaches, we're just really the puppet masters, and we want the actual work and connection to be happening in the workplace, at home, not just with us. And that's what happened. So when we got together with this huge group last night, we had probably 80 people at the finale. It was the participants, and then they brought spouses and kids and neighbors and friends to hear it. There was tears, there was cheers, there was excitement, there was hugs. There was people saying, I've never felt so cared for in my whole life. I've never felt like I had so many people behind me. I never thought I could take this kind of weight off. 6 weeks, I couldn't get enough of saying that to them. In 6 weeks' time, this hospital lost 400, and I can't remember what it was now, 28 pounds, I believe it was, 428 pounds in 6 weeks. People saying that they feel less stressed. One woman said that she felt more empowered to go talk to her boss about something that was wrong at work, something that she was worried about, because she just felt more confident. It's an amazing program. Those of you who are out there doing it, I want this call to serve as motivation for you to go bigger, to reach a larger audience, to do more challenges, to do another challenge with the same business and fire up more people. You've got to create some momentum in your business. It's so much harder when you're begging people to do the challenge. It's so much easier when people are begging you. People will start begging you when you deliver a great challenge. Even on a small scale to 8 people, those 8 people will tell others about it. They will tell their other coworkers. They will tell their friends and family. You want to be the people, the person that people want to do business with. I knew hands down last night when we took that team photo that we had 65 new raving fans of our business. That's unbelievable. And it extends way beyond me. I coached one small group on that team, but I knew that every person in that challenge connected with somebody at my business. They connected with their coach. They connected with other participants, and the business grows far beyond your own reach. That's what I find to be so powerful. I got an email this morning from the CEO of the hospital first thing this morning. He said, this was an amazing experience. I was thinking about it the rest of the night last night. I will be recommending this to all. He's on every board in the community. As you can imagine, the CEO of a huge regional hospital, he's on every single board in town, and he says, I will be recommending this to everybody. Isn't that amazing? He said, I went back and reread all the emails from my coach last night. Good luck to all your future ones, and thank you again for your time. That's amazing. Now, the CEO of the hospital had been to my club before. He had experienced workouts here before. He'd met with a trainer before. And it's not that we can't deliver in those areas. It's just such a different experience. He struggled. He struggled committing to his program. He would cancel on his trainer. And part of that is us and part of that is him. Maybe we weren't making it as exciting, or maybe we didn't make it feel important enough for him to want to make fitness a part of his life. But what a difference it made to get the CFO and the administrative assistants in his office to all do this challenge together. There were 7 people in executive offices doing this challenge. That made the CEO focus on eating healthy and exercising, something that his wife said to me last night that she has not been able to do on her own. She's a healthy woman, exercises every day, eats well. She said, I myself cannot impact my husband the way that this challenge has. He needed more people around him on this journey. So that's a lot of information, I realize, just on one challenge that I shared. But I really want you to know that it is not complicated. It's oh so simple. but you have to want to get out there and change many lives in your community. I was so excited last night to post that group picture on Facebook and to say our community is healthier tonight because of this challenge. Those of you who know me know we are in a town of just 15,000 people, average household income, 29,500, double-digit unemployment, double-digit diabetes, double-digit obesity, double-digit smoking, second highest unemployment in the country. And we changed this community last night. We changed families last night. We changed this business. It is much more than just personal training. It is much more than just having a health club or just seeing a client. It is about creating a movement, and I'm so excited that you all are a part of it. Whew, that's a lot of talking. I hope you feel motivated to make some contacts. I got a great email this morning from one of my mentors, Todd Durkin. Funny, funny opening line. He says, yo, wakey, wakey, chocolate cakey. I'm going to read you what he wrote here. While the rest of the world goes into vacation mode this morning, I'm going to light a fire under you. Don't check out early because the rest of the world is. Raise the bar today. Make sure you earn your holiday weekend. Isn't that amazing? I love having great mentors in my life. I hope you have found the same in this group. While everyone else checks out already this morning, you are making plans for your business. You are earning your holiday weekend. I put the challenge out to you today before you and your team check out today, before you enjoy some much-deserved rest, that you make some phone calls, that you get some messages out there to people that they will get when they return to the office on Tuesday, that you fire off some emails. I'm going to send you the video clip from our ARMC, our Hospital Corporate Challenge that finished last night. The video clip is full of energy. It's set to great music. It's fun. I want you to send it out to three people with a personal note saying, I'm a part of this national effort, international effort, to reduce obesity and to fire up workplaces. Please take a look at this clip. Tell me what you think when you're back in the office. Please take this clip, you guys. Send it out to three people before you leave today. While the rest of the world goes into vacation mode, you are going to be working. You are going to be making connections. You are going to be setting up your business for success. I have to tell you, I love the honesty of the people in the group emailing saying, I can't be on the call because I'm on vacation or I'm out of town or my plate's really full right now. I'll probably try to do a corporate challenge later in the month or in the year. And I honor that and I respect that, but I got to tell you, we're all busy. Busy people get the most done. Busy people don't say, I'm going to do it in October. Productive people say, I'm going to make it happen now. I'm going to reach out to a business. I'm going to get a new one started in July. And as soon as that one's off the ground and I feel confident about it, I'm going to get another one off the ground. You have to create your own groundswell of excitement. No one else can do that for you. There's no perfect time in your business to grow. There's only now. So I put that out to you today. I hope you take the initiative to send the video out to three contacts before the holiday weekend. Tell them you're booking up corporate challenges for July. You're fired up and you want to make a change in your community. Awesome, you guys. Thank you for being such great listeners. And I'm going to unmute the lines and we'll open it up to conversation. Hello, hello. How are people doing? Are we back on the line? I hear dog barking, so I think we're back on the line. All right. I'm going to send this recording out to everyone on the fast track, which is about 80-plus people right now. We have a huge group actively doing challenges and working on it right now who have the program. Those of you still on the line, if you want to share a quick update or ask a question, I'm going to let you do that. I'm sorry to do it by area code, but it'll just be quicker for me right now to just shoot your area code out there as opposed to look up your area code and find your name. So I know who you all are, believe me. I just don't have your area codes memorized. So tell me who's here. The first person who dialed in was from 979. Is that Sharon? 979? All right. How about 410? Who's here from the 410 that might want to share?
Michael Meehan and Maria Jansen. I do have a question for you, though, Trina.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
All right. You said something about the personal wellness profiles that the hospital was doing.
Yeah.
They got those back and all their scores had gone down. Is that something you guys are doing, or are you having someone else? I mean, the hospital had somebody else did it, or did it internally?
They did it internally. I believe it was sponsored by their insurance company. They're self-insured, so the company that they work with, it suggested that they do that so they could, you know, identify what their health risks were and then try to create a program around that.
Okay.
I'm certainly not making fun of that, but here's what I'm saying. They did a personal wellness profile a year ago. It showed what? That they were sedentary, overweight, weren't eating enough fruits and vegetables, and, you know, everything that we knew was going to be a problem. So they tried to create little efforts to address that, like, oh, well, let's do a walking program. Let's do a smoking cessation program. So a year later, they do the same test, and they declined in every area.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I was really just curious if you in some way are linking them with your corporate fitness challenge at all, because we do them. We go out to companies and do them already. And
what do you do with the information?
Well, the bulk of the time we're presenting corporate membership, but what we've done recently is if we're in with a corporation, we're presenting them basically a menu that we can come out and do health risk assessments for them, that they can come and do a corporate fitness challenge here.
Yeah.
And of course we have both subsidized or non-subsidized membership discounts that they can get involved in discounts. So it's the corporate fitness challenge has become part of our menu. And I was just curious if you were linking that with the wellness profile in some way that we could hear about, but it sounds like they did it independently. So,
yeah, no, that's good. And you know, if you have results, good results with doing that personal wellness profile and showing results from it, I'd, you know, be happy to hear more about it. What I find is that if we can get in and get people fired up and motivated in 6 weeks' time, and of course we want them to stay with us in some capacity after that, but what I want to be able to show them is, listen, yeah, in 6 weeks you lost 6 inches, 10 pounds, and then just the story. I want to hear, yeah, your pants are fitting looser, you got more energy. That seems so tangible to me.
Sure.
And then we love it when people say, hey, yeah, I had a blood draw, you know, 6 months ago, and then I just did a follow-up and my cholesterol has gone down 30 points.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, excellent. Any other comments or questions from you guys?
No, I don't think so. Thanks.
Cool. Was it helpful today, some good information? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably stuff that you already know, but maybe just a reminder.
Yeah, actually, as you were mentioning it, we made a note to make sure we're out at the companies doing snack bags halfway through.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm telling you, it was crazy to see how excited they were about that. It seems so silly. It's kind of embarrassing that that's what they're excited about. But all right, anybody else on the line from the MAC that wanted to weigh in? Nope. Okay. Who's here from the 718 area code? That's got to be, is that Mark? Mark, 718, any questions or comments? All right, let's see, a couple more from the MAC on the line, and then 617. How about, is it Ed or Melissa?
Hello.
Melissa, are you on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, and so let's go with Melissa first. What would you like to share? Any questions, comments?
I've been kind of out of the loop for a little while, so I'm just starting to get back into it. I'm setting up some classes and hopefully a challenge this summer. So now that you just got me fired up, I'm going to send out that video to a bunch of people and see what happens.
Love it. Awesome. Hey, I just got a message from Sharon Johnson, who's on the line from Texas listening. She's keeping herself muted because she has basketball noise or background noise from a basketball tournament, but she says she's on the line listening. And then I got a message from Gene Sherman, our friend down in the D.C. area. He is not on the line today because he's at a corporate challenge finale today at his community college. It's his second round over there, and had 40-plus people in it. So the idea of doing a second round at the same business immediately after you finish your first is great. The first time through, you might get 5, 10, 15 people. Second time through, you can double your numbers because there's so many internal success stories. So those of you currently out there doing corporate wellness, consider going back to somebody you just worked with in a different area. Maybe you've been doing a different program with them and say, hey, let's do some back-to-back corporate challenges. and just get the date set up. You know, we had the July 17th date set up before we even were a week into our first one. All right. So, Melissa, glad to have you back on the line. Ed, did I hear you? Are you on the line? No. Okay. Who is here from – is Mark, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Mark, what's up? How can I help you out, or what questions or comments do you have?
I just want to listen in because I haven't started my first challenge yet, and I just wanted to, you know, see what everyone else is doing, an idea of things. But I have a question. What's the which video were you talking about when you mentioned about sending it to people?
Oh, I have it on my computer. I'm going to send it to you guys after the call.
Oh, okay.
It was one that we showed last night. It's hot off the press. We just put it together last night and showed it at our finale. One great thing about this video, I just want to put it out there to you guys so you know what you're looking for when you watch it. The age and the fitness level of the people in the video. We had volunteers at the hospital participating in the program. These women were in their 80s. One woman, I think, was 84. And then there's some young women in their 20s. There's overweight men. There's fit men. I mean, it is the whole spectrum. So it's a great video to show in your community because somebody can relate. They're going to see, you know, other young parents. They're going to see grandparents. It's a fun video. So, Mark, I'm going to send that out right after the call.
Awesome.
Let's see. Anybody else on the line that wanted to? I know we've got a bunch of 410s. I think those are all the Mac. Sharon's muted. Anybody else on the line that wants to weigh in or share anything? Questions? Comments? All right. Well, if I could leave you with any advice going into the holiday weekend, it's going to be to share this video with three people, to let the corporate challenge be a feeder system into your business. We can all be busy doing lots of other smaller things or even big things, but I'm telling you, this program can really be a staple part of your business. It can help you double your monthly revenues as it has done for us, not just from the program revenue, but from people staying on as members or clients or boot campers after the fact. And that's the part I don't want you to lose sight of. That at the end of the program, there is a place for these people to go next in your business, and you just need to figure out what that is for you. Those of you on the call who are Beachbody coaches, that could be they stay on with a certain Beachbody program, or they stay on with your fit club. Those of you who own gyms or studios, of course, are staying on as members or clients or boot campers. But you are retaining them in some way, and that is where the revenue really, really starts to build. As you collect success stories, there's no better way to drive people to your business than to collect success stories from raving fans and get those out there. You've got to believe that this video that I'm going to send to you guys, I'm going to get out there on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. I'm going to send it out to business leaders in my community and just show them what fitness and healthy living can look like and why they should want to do it. So thank you all for your time today. I feel like I didn't do much coaching for you. Does anybody else have any other questions or comments, anything I can do to help you out? No?
Okay.
You're good?
Good. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Have a great holiday weekend. Video on the way in about 1 minute. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Gina.
All right. Bye-bye.